must say that in his own country, in Mexico, he is the king of the country down there.
Hello. Good morning. This is April 2nd on a Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. Let me connect my mic real quick. And I don't know, should I do here? I'll do some background music. I think it's been better. I haven't I'm guessing that this music is all how do you call it, where copyright free use, so anyone can use it without any issues. But yeah, so welcome to the Approachly podcast. So my boss is gonna be gone from work all week, and the first thing he does Monday morning, you know, is fucking ruin my day. He sends me an email and is like, hey, no working after 5, or no working on Saturdays without my approval. So I'm like having to, like, you know, and like it's so bullshit because I just have to like talk to, like, let him, you know, but it's like, what? Let me self-manage. Like, what the fuck? Like, I do most of the work, you know, and like he has to, like, you know, these fucking old fucks fucking go to work, you know, like they start at 5 a.m., leave at 3, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, but that's a little overtime every week, you know, because they don't take lunch or anything. And then they go in on Saturday, right? Do the same thing over again. You know, so they get all that overtime. They milk so much, you know, they do, and they just jack off the whole day, like watch fucking Sports Center, watch their fucking baseball highlights. That shit's so boring, but they like doing that shit, you know. They love abusing a system and getting overtime and doing very little work, you know, like, and I think that's what leads to a lot of my frustration, because I've been starting to realize that my biggest problem with my job is that I never feel like I've been successful. Like, the main metric that legitimizes us as a team, you know, the one metric we can go off of to say how well we're doing is ticket count. And, you know, we haven't been able to, fuck, there goes my lunch, hopefully there wasn't anything good in there. But yeah, so the main metrics we can go up, you know, like, judge ourselves by our ticket count, which, you know, we haven't been able to reach our goal for several weeks, you know, and the motivating factor for me isn't really a motivating factor anymore, because it doesn't motivate anyone, you know. It's so bullshit. My boss wants to make it fair for everyone. Motherfucker, then why are you making me do all the work? If you want to make it fair, so you want to make it fair for all the white people, but not fair for the, you know, Mexican who you're giving an opportunity for? Motherfucker, I don't know. That just annoys me. It's like, since I'm being given the opportunity, right? Because otherwise a Mexican wouldn't have this job, I have to put up with all this extra shit, right? I have to be the little bitch that everyone calls upon when they don't want to do any physical labor, you know. I have to be the designated person, you know. Why? Because I'm a hard worker or because I'm... That's the only thing that I see that differentiates me from the rest of the people who have the exact same job title as me. Oh, man. So frustrated with that job. I started out... You know, I actually don't think I'm going to last long. Yesterday, I actually said out loud with a lot of higher-ups listening, like, from other departments, within my departments, like, other teams within my departments. They basically told me that, that we were going to... Damn, I just got... this girl's at the bus stop, hella crying, and she was, like, looking at me. She's not a girl, though. She's, like, a MILF. But the bus is here, so she better wipe her tears. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Anyways, I'm done talking about work. I fucking hate it. Oh, well, yeah, let me just end with that. So, I just said out loud, I was like, oh, I hate my job. I need to get a new job, and people heard it. But I felt like I was going to have a fucking... Or I was having an asthma attack, and I haven't had this in a while. But yeah, so yesterday I did the podcast, right? And then I went inside work, and as soon as I got in, it was so weird. As soon as I walked in the building, I started getting nauseous. I started getting nauseous, and I don't know if you guys experienced this before, but like you start getting what seems to be excess amounts of saliva, but it's not saliva. It's like a liquidy substance in your mouth, and it might not even be there. You're just like, you know, it's in your memory bank. You know, it's like something you feel like it's. I don't know. It's weird, but basically, I was getting that and getting nauseous at the same time, and I felt like I was gonna throw up. And this fucking asshole, this contractor. I fucking hate him, dude. I was so nice to him, and he's just a fucking asshole. And I don't know if he's, like, German or French. He's one of the two. So I don't know which ones are more assholes, but he's a contractor that we hired, like, for their niche skills. So they have... So we brought them in. So you guys know, like, an NBA, like, all those games where they have to record movements, and they strap these humans with... These devices or these little sticky things that go all over your bodies, and it detects your movement basically, you know. And they use it, for example, on NBA 2K, so they can record how a player shoots or how they, you know, move around the court. And then they import those statistics into the game, you know, that those physics. And at that point, we brought in a company that does that. That's what we're really working on. I'm sure we're paying them a whole lot of money, the two of them. Not nice at all, you know. And this fucking asshole went in the elevator and just closed it right away, you know. Didn't want to wait for me. And the other elevator was on the third floor, so I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna take the elevator. Worst decision. I swear I was gonna throw up, like, on the elevator. But either way, I got to my desk, I worked my job, I felt sick all day, fucking had a fucking hair in my sandwich that I got for lunch. So, I don't know, just a bunch of bad luck, you know. And then all of a sudden we had a delivery my fucking manager decided to get, you know. And he's never around for these things for some reason. He's on vacation this week, but so he wanted to get this special 4K monitor that's a new type of monitor projector. basically, I forgot the exact terminology, but you sit it in right in front of the projector instead of far away. And it's supposed to be more in, it's pretty nice, you know, but it's kind of overkill for what we use it for, not to mention that we're not, no one's really outputting 4K. Either way, you know, whatever, we got it. And then he decided to do all these crazy things, like run a splitter, run a, a bunch of shit, and it just, I don't know, it's just a big, been a big nightmare. And then it turned out that the screen that we got wasn't good enough, so we already wasted like $600, we had to return it. And then we're getting a fucking huge ass, we got a huge ass screen that's like special with a special type of material for these projectors. And damn, I'm so glad that I got help for it, but it kind of fucked me over at the end, because it was actually heavier than the last one. You know, the last one I was able to carry by myself up the stairs, you know, over my shoulders. It's a long box. That's another thing that makes it hard to carry, because it's so fucking large. It's long. But this time around, it was so much longer and heavier. Probably not, probably like 2 feet longer or 1 foot longer. But it was a bigger box, like all dimensions. And it was much heavier. And, you know, basically, I think if I would have done it by myself, would have been easier, but you know how some people are. Made it a lot more difficult, like having to part it two different ways, and instead of just holding the door for me and just getting out of my way. And my knees actually gave out on the third floor, because we had to carry, it didn't fit in the elevators, we had to carry up the stairs. And yeah, I don't know. When I got back to my desk, I was just breathing so hard. I couldn't fuck. I can't believe I'm that unhealthy. Like, you know, I haven't felt that way in, you know, since running fucking 80 laps in high school football, you know. Like, I was that exhausted after just one trip. And, so yeah, so that was just a wake up call that I really need to get my shit together, or that there's something severely wrong that the doctors have been overlooking, because that was really abnormal and I felt like I was gonna faint after, and I didn't feel good the entire afternoon yesterday. I actually had to you know, lay down, and even then I didn't feel good. Fucking soccer mom, you're such a piece of shit. Why are you driving like a maniac with your son in your driver's seat? He looks like he's 7. You fucking retard. You're so fucking stupid. Like, oh my god. She drives like a maniac with her Ford Limited. My Ford Limited! My fucking soccer mom. Fucking putting people at risk. Now I'm gonna go in front of you. Like, you fucking retard. Now you're gonna go right behind me. You fucking stupid idiot. That's what you get for, so now, and for being a little bitch, try to be in a hurry, try, ruin people's days by cutting in front of people and being all quick and fast. Karma's a bitch. She ended up five cards behind me. And she put her kid in danger, who shouldn't probably be in the front seat. You fucking idiot. I'm so fucking tired of retarded people. And she has an annoying haircut too, which is probably what ticked me off. But yeah, so I don't know. I might get fired. I hope not. It'd just be really bad timing. I reset my fucking DACA. I'm so pissed. They rejected it because I forgot to check one box, you know. And that's just for me, like, doing DACA. And this lady in front of me is a fucking idiot too. So I did my DACA on paper, right? And then I retyped it into the computer, Adobe, and then I printed it out and mailed it, you know. and I forgot to check one box, and I know I didn't forget to, I probably didn't click the box and wasn't paying attention, and then when I went to look over my documents, I didn't notice that box was unanswered. And you know, I don't know if it would have even been an issue if I marked it with a pen, or you know, if they would have called me and asked me, hey, what's the answer to this question? But they fucking sent it back, you know, even though I wasted money overnighting it to them to begin with. You know, I had to do it again. So at this point, it's 2 months away. I really don't think that's going to happen on time, just knowing them in the past, how lazy they are, how much workload they have apparently. So fucking annoying. Fucking hate bureaucrats. All this bureaucratic nonsense. This fucking place, man. I had no choice in this, you know. I'd probably be better, happier if I was fucking poor call center employee in Mexico. You know, like never having even known anything besides that. Maybe enjoying the, I think my cousin in Mexico, who's the same age as me, he's in the army, the Mexican army. Who knows, maybe I would have gone that, down that path. But yeah, I don't know. I guess we'll just keep doing what we have to do every fucking day. I never have any energy after this job. My brain is literally like exhausted. I don't want to do shit. I've never had that with any other one of my jobs, and this is the job that I get the least amount of hours in. You know, I've worked shitty jobs, you know, money wise, and but maybe it was the camaraderie, you know, the friends I had around me, the resolve that I had. Who knows what it was, but I always had energy after, and for some reason this job is so draining, and I think what's more draining about it is that the people I work with, instead of trying to make things easier, instead of trying to make things better for the team, they purposely retract effort or purposely give me additional work. They just do a lot. Like right this week we had to, the old fuck has gone a fucking week. And even though he, you know, barely does shit, he, you know, he like kind of plans it out. So he takes a vacation knowing that we're going to do the blunt of the work, you know. So he tells like his directors, don't put in tickets until next week for shit he can't do. And then he expects, ooh, tripper. Yeah, so obviously I'm at work now. They love to hire beautiful women here. I don't know why. Obviously I know why, but the fucking pervy old men that work here. Nothing but white men. And they all have wives, you know. It might be part of that sister wife thing. That Mormon vibe that we have going on here. Got it. I guess I'll go back to my shitty parking spot. I go every day after the podcast. I park in front of the same tree. Piece of the biggest tree out here. It's beautiful. But I'm here. I'm gonna go ahead and put on some cologne. Yesterday I ran into, oh, I don't want to say that story actually. But yeah, so hopefully today goes a lot better. I think I'm late like always, but yeah, I am late, but I don't really give an effort to people who don't give an effort. back to me, I might have to start looking for another job, maybe on the job, so who knows. But anyways, it's been great. I love you all, and I hope you have a nice day.